With air raid sirens sounding all over Israel again after another day of Israeli bombardment of Gaza, the White House is confronting a foreign policy crisis with the lives of American hostages possibly at risk. On the streets here, there is division about who is to blame for the conflict. There were dueling opinions expressed by dueling groups of protesters in New York on Monday night.
This is 9/11, but it's in Israel.
They kicked us from our land. We have never been justified by America.
And Republicans are making political hay out of the fact that President Biden was caught completely off guard by the conflict. Former President Donald Trump addressing supporters in New Hampshire.
Can you imagine what this guy has done to us, what he's done to us? That would have never happened. The attack on Israel would never, ever have happened.
Flights from the U.S. to Israel remain grounded. The State Department says it's still trying to confirm how many Americans may be among the captives seized by Hamas when they invaded Israeli territory over the weekend. Simon Marks, Washington.